Illinois Democratic delegates have heard from, by my count, 20 union leaders during breakfast this week. And I can't play you just one clip from one of these speakers to give an idea of what they've been saying all week long about Governor Bruce Rauner. There's just too much to pick from.
Does Governor Rauner sound familiar to you? Does he sound like Donald Trump to you?
We fell asleep at the switch and elected a rich, disconnected bastard for governor of this state.
I don't know what else I can say about your governor. Excuse my French, I think I saw all the kids. I think your governor's a jackass, to tell you the truth.
We are going to open up one gigantic can of whoop-ass on Donald Trump and every Republican in this country.
It's been like this all week. Well, except for the profanity. I did single out the profanity. But there's an overarching point that unions hate Rauner, and it's not just Illinois unions, but national unions, the ones that work in Washington, D.C. They're big organizations that watch labor policies nationwide, and they've zoomed in on Rauner. Now, one union leader who's addressed the Illinois Democratic delegation this week stands out. Lee Saunders leads the union AFSCME at the federal level, and AFSCME Local Council 31 represents about 36,000 Illinois state government workers.
The state of Illinois for our members is ground zero. Make no mistake about it. When we engage in battle, AFSCME engages in battle. We aren't letting anyone stomp on the rights of our members across the state of Illinois.
AFSCME and Rauner are in the middle of a big contract fight. And to put it simply, Rauner says the union's demands are unaffordable, and the union says Rauner wants to destroy workers' rights. Illinois state workers who are AFSCME members have been told to prepare for a strike.
If Council 31 goes on strike, I want to make this real clear. An attack on them is an attack on our national union, and we're going to fight like hell to protect our members.
Hey, it's so easy. It's so easy. Why are they coming after unions? It's a twofer, because when you get unions, you get the Democrat Party.
That is Ed Smith with the Union Labor Life Insurance Company, and he spelled out in no uncertain terms that union members double as precinct workers for the Democratic Party, and they make calls for Democrats, knock on doors for Democrats, contribute money to Democratic candidates, and even paid for a delegate breakfast buffet in Philadelphia this week. And those Democrats respond by treating some of these union leaders like rock stars. Outside one of the breakfasts, Mary Kay Henry, president of SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, couldn't walk down the hall without state lawmakers posing for pictures with her.
We now see Illinois as a state where we need to nationally help make sure that this 16 election is used as a stepping stone to make sure that we get Rauner out of office in 18.
A spokeswoman for Governor Rauner responded to this week's rhetoric. The statement reads, quote, "These comments demonstrate the lack of judgment and reasonableness of the leaders who are marching our state workers toward a September 1st strike. National union leaders could care less about Illinois' state employees or our worst-in-the-nation economic situation. These national union leaders want to stir up unrest in Illinois so they can use our workers to fundraise for their national organizations. Apparently, local labor leaders are willing to let their own members be used in that way, and that is wrong." Meantime, Rauner's top nemesis, Michael Madigan, who is both the Illinois State House Speaker and the state's Democratic Party Chairman, has been praised up and down this week by union leaders for standing up to Rauner, especially the union leaders who work more in Washington, D.C. than Springfield, Illinois.
The extremism of Governor Rauner is known all across America. He's easily identified with the extreme right in the Republican Party and the extreme right in the nation.
And after this week, the whole fight between Rauner and Madigan, business interests against unions, seems to be going toward the governor's race in 2018 and not some kind of compromise, sucking in things like passing a complete state budget into its orbit, as both Rauner and Madigan get strong encouragement and even praise from the people in their corners. I'm Tony Arnold.